This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And, you know, it started out as a rumor that hospitals, one of those rumors that just kept circulating on social media that didn't really have any evidence behind it, that these hospitals were being paid more to write down on death reports that someone died of COVID-19. This was inflating the numbers because they wanted that money. So if someone died of lung cancer and they happened to have COVID-19, it was written off as a COVID-19 death, not a lung cancer death.
It's not even the fact that they had COVID-19. It could be that they had the COVID-19 antibodies from, you know, any other number of coronaviruses that's not COVID-19.
Now, is it the common cold? A coronavirus?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I think SARS was a type of coronavirus. So, I mean, coronavirus is a whole family of viruses. And then, you know, people start calling it coronavirus because the Wuhan Chinese flu was racist. And then now COVID-19. I will say, you know, COVID-19 is way more specific, right? It's a specific virus we're talking about, so. Yeah, this is from PolitiFact, right? Now, obviously, you're going to see on Snopes, and it's like, I think that more attention should be paid to fact-checking organizations like PolitiFact and Snopes than even just regular mainstream media articles and organizations
well,
themselves.
Can screw off, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, it's run
they
by
are a leftist mouthpiece all the way.
Exactly, and they do something called equivocation, which isn't exactly lying. It's like equivocation is basically bending the truth, where I'd go through an entire Snopes article where it says, oh, this is BS on the meter, and then all you have to do is just read a few paragraphs into it where they use these wishy-washy words. So basically, like, yeah, well, you know, we're classifying as being fake, but actually, when you look at it through this lens, it's true. PolitiFact, I chose PolitiFact because they did a slightly better job at being credible, but they still have the spin, which we'll get into. So an article shared on Facebook questions whether the count of COVID-19 patients is inflated, saying hospitals have a financial incentive to claim that a patient has the virus. Quote, hospitals get paid more to list patients as COVID-19, three times as much if put on a ventilator, the story's headline states. The article was posted on WorldNet Daily, a conservative news website. So when they say who did it.
Interesting is that Snopes rates this whole idea as mixed, saying it is plausible that this is true.
Plausible. Well, PolitiFact says it's half true, and I can appreciate its reasoning for it. I mean, I'm not going to accuse them of being just as bad as Snopes, although they're saying half truths are full lies. But so the article.
I like that saying. I've never heard that before. It's apt.
The federal government has decided to pay hospitals more for treating COVID-19 patients, but it isn't a windfall in the way the headline suggests. And there's no indication, so this is them put in my view, them putting their opinion into it. There's no indication that hospitals are over-identifying patients as having COVID-19. If anything, evidence suggests that the illness is being underdiagnosed. So first off, you're not going to, when they say that, they're like, oh, there's no indication. Morgue director or whatever, mortician or whatever is going to say, we're not going to straight out say we're fudging the numbers, right? And this is a problem with a lot of libertarians who are, I guess, hostile to, quote, conspiracy theories, because despite hating the government being against the state, they wait for the government to outright say that they're doing something until they believe it. So they get into the nitty-gritty here. How Medicare pays
hospitals.
Isn't
it curious? I mean, these same libertarians believed Snowden as soon as he came out.
Because he worked for the government.
Ah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, just because someone has a white lab coat. So I don't know. Well, I think every host on FTL, we should come in with white lab coats and, you know, a stethoscope and everything.
Dude, I'm down for this. I'll get one right now.
And yeah, just so people believe us now. So
that's brilliant. Let's do it.
Medicare pays for inpatient hospital stays during a diagnosis-related group, DRG payment system. The hospital assigns a code to a patient at the time of discharge based mainly on the patient's main diagnosis and treatment given. Medicare then pays the hospital a prescribed amount of money, regardless of what it actually costs the hospital to provide the care. Oh, which is, gee, that's a great payment system there, regardless of the cost. The amount can vary in different parts of the country.
Well, that's probably good when a bag of saline from a hospital is like $900.
Oh, that is a good, yeah, that is a good point. Or a Jell-O cup is like $20. The amounts can vary in different parts of the country to account for labor costs and other factors. The dollar amounts Jensen cited, and so this is from the article he mentioned, are roughly what we found in an analysis published April 7th by the Kaiser Family Foundation. There isn't a Medicare diagnostic code specifically for COVID-19. Using payment rates for similar respiratory conditions, Kaiser estimated the average Medicare payment at $13,297 for a less severe hospitalization and $40,218 for hospitalizations in which a patient is treated with a ventilator for at least 96 hours. And so now you have Governor Cuomo of New York bitching and moaning, saying we don't have enough ventilators. So I wonder where he's getting, if he's getting money from a union or where his kickback is coming from for claiming that they need more ventilators, which apparently I hear some evidence to suggest that ventilators actually ruin people's lungs and that ventilators aren't the way to go. But
what's really fascinating is that Snopes chooses to ignore every bit of that. And instead, they zero in on the concept of one-size-fits-all payments, saying that, you know, it's not true that hospitals receive exactly $13,000 for every COVID-19 patient, when that's not what was said in the first place. It was, on average, this comes out to $13,200. And Snopes is like, well, no, they don't receive $13,000 for every single patient. Well, okay, that's fine. That's not what people were saying.
And that is why it is so evil and despicable, because they, you know, they pull those little mind games. But the average person is so stupid, they don't look past the headline. You know, I've been guilty of this. And all they have to do is they see, oh, Snopes said this is BS or it's not true, so I'm going to believe it. And they don't even go through the nitty-gritty. So it's like, who's watching the watchman, right? Who is going to fact-check the fact-checkers?
It's obviously not true that Medicare is giving $13,000 even to every single hospital for every COVID-19 patient. That's absurd. Who would expect it not to be an average?
Yeah, the pedantry. That's the term I was looking for. It's like the worst pedantry soft. So I'll just continue here, because it gets even worse. A COVID patient on a ventilator will need more services and more complicated services, not just a ventilator, says some point Dexter. It is reasonable that a patient who is on a ventilator would cost three times as much as one who isn't that sick. Medicare will pay hospitals a 20% add-on to the regular DRG payment for COVID-19 patients. That's a result of the CARES Act, the largest of three federal stimulus laws enacted in response to the coronavirus, which was signed into law March 27th. There is no scandal, Anto said. The 20% was added by Congress because hospitals have lost revenue from routine care and elective surgeries that they can't provide during the crisis, and because the cost of providing even routine services to COVID patients has jumped.
So it was a bailout of the hospital industry.
Well, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, this gives them even more, because they're unable to do elective procedures, which makes them the most money. They're undermining their point. This gives them even more of an incentive to put people on, to count people as being a COVID patient. And let's see here. I'm going to
skip. How disingenuous this Snopes.com article is, it fascinates me, because they even cite the numbers here of $13,297 for, they use the average Medicare payment for respiratory infections and inflammations, as you pointed out, but then they go on to say, we therefore rate this claim mixture. While it seems plausible that Medicare disbursements to hospitals could be in the range given by Jensen in the Fox News interview, we found no evidence to support Jensen's assertion that Medicare has determined that hospitals will be paid $13,000 for patients with COVID-19 diagnoses, which isn't what Jensen said.
No, it's and you know, people treat these same thing with these models too, right? And they're claiming that deaths are undercounted based off of I'll just finish this up. A post shared on the ruling, right? It is standard for Medicare to pay roughly three times more for a patient than a respiratory condition who's on a ventilator than one who is not. This has nothing to do with the coronavirus. A part of federal stimulus bill, because of a coronavirus, Medicare is paying hospitals 20% more than standard rates for COVID-19 patients. So they're rating it half true, but that one sentence there, Medicare is paying more money for standard rates for COVID patients, it means it's fully true.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in free of this nonsense from Snopes.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE .com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog, and she loves it.
It won't be lean. How happy a dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Vincent.
And hopefully this gets people's attention because the universal basic income and people seem to be eating it up. Well, thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Frigo Paul calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I work at a corporate home improvement center in California, in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I just wanted to talk about a little kind of ironic phenomenon I noticed with the masks. And I'm kind of torn on them myself because I won't have anyone telling me what to do, right? I mean, I hate...
Sure.
Coercion in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, it's kind of cool that you can cover your face in public now. Can cover your face. Like, it just makes me reminisce of old Wild West days, but, you know, it makes me think of, like, the Wild Wild West, you know?
Yeah, I see benefit in it from things like, you know, circumventing facial recognition software and things like that.
That, too.
I mean, that's certainly beneficial, but I still don't like the restrictive
right
aspects of it.
So I wanted to mention that I saw someone, I've seen a lot of really cool homemade masks that I like, and I actually commissioned, since I'm forced to wear one at work, I actually commissioned a friend of mine that I met here to sew up some old t-shirts into some masks, and then I thought to myself, well, she's not the only person doing them, and then I realized that there's, no pun intended, essentially a bunch of unconscious agorist businesses popping up, unlicensed, unregulated mask makers that are popping up and you know, doing a little grassroots economy thing. They're, well, if they are charging at all for them. But the irony is, of course, that instead of people learning about agorism, which I'll have to make sure that part of my payment is like... a little illumination on the topic of agorism for my new friend here, the mask maker. But it's funny because these agorist things are propping up the state, you know.
Well, I don't know how much their masks are actually propping up the state. Frigo Paul, thank you so much for the call. I like the idea of people just engaging in voluntary interactions. I mean, if somebody wants to sit at their house and make a mask and then sell it to someone, that's wonderful. Let's do exactly that. But the idea that a mask made from someone's T-shirt is going to be effective at anything, it bothers me. Maybe it is. Maybe you can just hold a T-shirt over your face and not get COVID-19. But it doesn't seem likely to be true.
Well, like my understanding of the logic is that if you're, let's say you're sick, you have COVID-19, and you sneeze or you cough or you know, you're, even when people are talking, there's been hosts here who would be talking and making a point, and they'd have spit fly into my eye, or I'd be on stage. So, I mean, you know, no matter what, even if you're not sneezing or coughing, right, liquids get out of your mouth. So what the mask does is it just prevents the most of that. If you cough into your mask, obviously a little particular, you know, a little thing. So Trump calls it the invisible enemy, right? Because if no matter what you could do, we could seal up every single crevice in this house with duct tape, and there's still particles that are going to get inside. It's just what masks do is it helps, like, mitigate a lot of that by having, like, the globs of, you know, spit or snot or whatever not flying over everywhere. But it's not a 100% fail-safe thing, just like with gloves, right? You know, if you don't want to get something gross on your hands or on whatever you're touching, you wear a glove. The second, though, you touch something else, you have to remove the glove and put on a new one. And I guess now it's good because a lot of these gloves are made out of petroleum products. So now that, you know, oil is at like negative $5 a barrel, it makes sense. But, and a lot of you, it's funny too, I see the hypocrisy. A lot of these people who are buying in to just hold, wear a mask, wear gloves, this whole fear-mongering thing, these people were just a few months ago saying that the world was going to end in 10 years if we didn't embrace total communism because of climate change. And yet now they're ruining the climate by throwing out all the, you know, all this stuff is supposed to be disposable, right? By throwing, you know, cutting down trees to make masks and using petroleum to make gloves, all of which you have to throw out every hour anyways.
Well, couldn't the gloves at least be sterilized and reused? I mean, they are rubber.
Yeah, I'm talking about the latex, or I'm talking about, like, the plastic ones. Yeah, that is a good point. Like, if you just have, like, a tub of, like, 91% isopropyl, you just put your hands in. Yeah, that is a good point. But then again, I don't know, like, could
it
be corrosive?
But then again, people could just wash their freaking hands.
Well, who has time for 1 minute to, you know, sing happy birthday twice while washing your hands?
Well, 30 seconds. It's not 1 minute. But, I mean, it doesn't take 30 seconds to kill most viruses, unless you're gonna, you know, go out there and make someone's food. 30 seconds is gonna be overkill.
Well, with like with regular soap, my understanding is it just makes it slippery, right? It makes your hands slippery. Soap doesn't actually kill whatever's on there, it just, you know, makes your hands slippery. I mean, like, the number one thing
it breaks down the outer cell walls or something along those lines, because it's like it physically beats them to death.
Physically, okay. All right, I wasn't sure on that, but
that's what I've been told. But that to me seems strange, because that means you could just rub your hands together dry and achieve exactly the same effect, right?
Or you use the heat from the friction, right? Because viruses don't like heat. The main thing is, like, what's ridiculous is, and which is why I think this whole thing is a total scam, because these, quote, professionals know better, that the whole prevention thing, you're never going to prevent anyone from getting sick. And I remember years ago, I'd hear, like, in Japan, children were getting, like, very serious, like, illnesses. Like, in the United States, when you get a cold, you stay home for the day. Or some people, you know, they go out and about. But in places like Japan, we're a very sterilized society. Everyone's not everyone's neurotic, but, you know, people are very good about washing their hands, keeping things clean. Children are getting sick at early ages and are getting sicker because we don't have that natural immune system built. Compared to, like, my mother, right? She lived in East Montreal, you know, very poor area. Her and her brother, my uncle, they would wash their hands all the time. They were sick every flu season. Their neighbors, you know, would play in the dirt, play in the mud, never wash their hands, pick their nose, everything. Never got sick because they have that.
Well, there's
built up immunity, right? From sunlight, from vitamins, and everything. That's all the stuff that you're getting banned from Facebook advocating, right? For making fun of Trump, the president, right? You know, love him or hate him, for saying that outside sunshine and fresh air is good for you and it helps you fight this virus, it kills the bug. For making fun of him, friend. No, just stay inside, live on recycled air, live on junk food from DoorDash, and kill yourself.
Well, that hits close to home.
Well, that's what the government
that's
is
what
saying.
I do most of the time.
Well, yeah, and that's what the government. Okay, so maybe
I spend a lot of time outside as well, though. So there is that.
So the government should love you then. You're doing everything they want.
I don't think that's true. But hand sanitizer has been known to weaken people's immune systems because they use it all the time. So, and now it's suddenly recommended. Hey, destroy your immune system to protect yourself from things that your immune system would fight off if you hadn't destroyed it. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing they will be adding two or three members to the White House coronavirus task force.
But we'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up, because our country has to get open again and the people want it to be open.
Speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, the president says he thought the task force would be winding down by now, but had no idea how popular it was and how much the public appreciates the daily briefings. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is pleased with where the country is heading in the battle against the coronavirus.
We're turning a corner right now, and I think we're ready to start reopening across the country, in a measured and safe way.
Scalia speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 218 points. This is USA Radio News. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America's pediatricians say schools should plan to phase in reopenings before returning to full activity. The American Academy of Pediatrics issuing new guidance suggesting the possibility of reduced school hours when in-person classes resume. The group also saying schools also need to prepare for distance learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And you can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for Fork Fest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, so there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room at Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. Ooh, I need to actually remember to do that. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. But if you're planning an event for ForkFest, let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. And let's go to the phones. We've got James calling from Phoenix. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria. What's up, guy?
Hi, what's on your mind, James?
Well, just like an anti-statist keeps on harping against the wrong government because it's, again, your anti-statism is your religion, and your religion informs your politics. I'm going to keep on harping on that this is corona confirmation virus.
Corona confirmation virus.
Corona confirmation bias.
Okay.
Virus. Of which you and the kids you're looking at have affirmed for the last 2.5 hours. You just keep on railing against the government. And one thing I wouldn't let, ladies and gentlemen, ever do was take medical advice from two people that are completely uneducated about medical issues. And
sure,
I don't make fun of
solid advice, James.
But I can't blame them because there are plenty of studies and plenty of doctors and nurses wear masks for a reason. They've been doing it since long before you and I were ever born. And the people. Oh, I'm getting a phone call from one of your fanatics. How about that?
So, you know, James, I'm disappointed. I thought you'd be smarter than this to believe into the whole corona hoax.
James, you can't talk over people. Hold on. That's not what you're saying?
I'm disappointed. I thought James would be smarter than to buy into this whole corona hoax. I mean...
James?
Like, you know, alcohol depresses the immune system. Have you quit drinking, James?
I think we got rid of him. Well done, Vincent.
Oh, well, I know. I mean, I'm curious, too. And I mean, you know, he's given us grief. Yeah, neither of us are medical professionals. But I don't want to have, I don't think anyone should be getting life advice from someone who has allegedly 3 DUIs. I mean, I don't think that's very healthy either,
James. Is it only 3? I heard it was 99.
It was, geez, I guess, is there a limit? Arizona must have a limit, right, where they just stop charging you if you get over 99.
So, anyway, moving on. 3 California counties are defying state orders on reopening businesses. And this is surprising coming out of California. It was Stephen from Ohio who listens at discord.freetalklive.com who was calling James repeatedly. So that's funny. 3 counties in California have announced their reopening segments of their economy in defiance of Governor Gavin Newsom's statewide restrictions on non-essential business, which were put in place to curb the spread of coronavirus. The announcements, which came as anti-lockdown protests sprang up across the state, raised questions of how much Newsom can expect voluntary compliance with social distancing restrictions as unemployment skyrockets, cabin fever sets in for people stuck at home, and quarantine measures become increasingly politicized. Those are all major problems. The only one that I really am concerned about, I mean, the unemployment thing, that sucks, but the government created that. Well, the government created all of these, but the people stuck at home are the ones who, in my experience, are probably suffering most right now. They're going crazy locked up on their homes, in their homes, and they feel, whether the government has actually restricted their right to leave the house or not, they feel that they're not allowed to leave their homes.
Hey, whoa. What about all the poor, you know, nursing and medical staff who are so bored and have such little to do that every day they have to come up with making a new TikTok video? Don't you feel sorry for them? The heroes of this crisis.
No, I don't have any sympathy for them whatsoever.
I mean, I have sympathy for the ones who are being laid off and furloughed because, you know, because of this crap. But the ones who are, you know, making the TikTok videos are, you know.
They want to believe themselves to be heroes, right?
Yes.
But this is their job. You don't get to sign up for a job and then proclaim yourself to be a hero for doing the job that you voluntarily signed up to do. It's like becoming a police officer and going home each night, patting yourself on the back. Whew, I'm out there keeping those streets safe. I'm such a hero. That's asinine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's what nurses and doctors are doing by portraying themselves to be heroes. So Modoc County was the first county to make this move on Thursday of last week, presumably. It announced it would reopen many kinds of venues on Friday, including restaurants, bars, and churches. Now, this is a small, rural, and conservative district on California's border with Oregon. It has about 9,600 residents and no confirmed cases of COVID-19. This speaks to the major issue of having a large state or even a small state like New Hampshire attempting to make a set of rules that is applicable to all the counties within those states. When the circumstances within those counties can be no confirmed cases of COVID-19. Why shouldn't they be able to reopen?
Yeah, same thing with Coos County up in, which is even more remote than wherever they're talking about, I'm sure. Coos County here in New Hampshire, there's, I think, maybe like one case or very few deaths at least. And, no, I mean, the governors don't care. I mean, you know, what's good for V is good for everyone.
We're not in this at all to defy anything. We align with the plans. We're just in a different phase in this because of where we are and how we live, said Heather Hadwick, deputy director of Modoc County's Office of Human Emergency Services. That's a long title for someone who resides in a county of 9,600. Why do they even need an Office of Emergency Services, much less a director and a deputy director? So the county's plan, and I wish she had had a little more guts to her statement than this, saying, oh, well, we're not defying anything. We're just pointing out that we're in a different stage of the plan, these phased plans. We have a plan, and we're going to phase it, and we're going to implement a phase in which to plan. It's totally stupid. Have you seen the Illinois plan? They had to make a graphic of it because it's so bizarre, so counterintuitive, and so confusing that it could only be represented in graphical form. It may have been Illinois. I don't recall exactly what state it was. But in some phases, bars were allowed to open at 25% capacity, and then two phases later, 50% capacity, and then 75% capacity, but social distancing applied if you weren't with that group. It's just complete nonsense.
And none of it's going to matter either if it's 10%, 25% in phase one, because as soon as all we have to do is just fudge the numbers and show a graph that shows the depths are skyrocketing, and then we're all going to be back into square one.
I'm scared to think that that's true, but I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie The Man in the Mask?
Oh, no.
With Leonardo DiCaprio. It's really good. One of the most striking scenes in the movie is
The Man in the Iron Mask?
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, yeah, I did see that one. Yeah.
What I call it, The Man in the Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, The Man in the Iron Mask. Well, one of the most striking parts of that movie is when he gets the mask taken off of him, and then he's forced back into it. That's some of the best acting he ever did. You know, do anything else. Just kill me, but don't put me back in that mask. And that's how I think Americans will respond if the government comes and we're like, no, go back to your homes. Americans will do anything else, but we are not going back to our homes. That's what I would expect.
I guess maybe you're more optimistic than I am. I think all they have to do is just, wave that number. Oh, people are going to die. Oh, more people are going to die. Oh, grandma's going to die. And then people are going to apologize for protesting and beg to be enslaved again.
I think already we're seeing an end to Americans' patience for dealing with this. They're like, all right, we've done this long enough. It's time to get back out.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I mean, I even saw, was it Chris Cuomo was like, and Don Lemon, the figureheads. Chris Cuomo of CNN was like the figurehead of staying inside because he did it for his job, and he's calling people fools and idiots, and he's getting pretty hostile. So I don't know, maybe the floodgates can't be held back much longer.
Didn't he get the coronavirus?
Allegedly, yeah, where he was having hallucinations of his dead father with his high fever of 103 degrees Fahrenheit.
855, that's a lot of details to know offhand like that. 855-450-3733, this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And I want to say thank you to Nihor, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program, which you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you like the show, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, all of the money contributed to the AMP program goes directly to helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Hits his name. So Nihor, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue amplifying the show, and we hope you're continuing to enjoy it. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, a bit of a change here because nothing has stopped happening except the economy in the coronavirus, the COVID-19 crap.
Tell me about it. I've been reporting on that crap for two straight months.
And yeah, and I'm so tired of it. I'm ready for other news. So Trump wants to order the border wall painted black, and it could drive up the cost $500 million or more. Now, for anyone who remembers 2016, Hillary was on video at some point during that campaign saying that she was on record voting for a wall, but what she actually voted for was a fence. So she wasn't voting for a wall, she was voting for a fence. And the Washington Post and the left-wing media, they were like, yay, yay, go Hillary! And then we have a picture of an actual fence here that the Washington Post is describing as a wall. The hypocrisy there is astounding. There's a difference between a fence and a wall when it benefits Hillary. But when it can make Trump look bad, we can call this fence a wall.
Well, and it's counterproductive to his original point. One of his original main points, actually, about the wall was that it would prevent the entry of, like, illegal drugs.
Well, those get tunneled under it anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point, which I could use ground-penetrating radar. And if, I mean, you know, for people who criticize Ron Paul for, I don't know, being, like, a border hawk, I mean, like, he was always against a wall, saying that the technology, I mean, like, the technology is there to, you know, prevent human trafficking and drug trafficking.
Well, legalize drugs, legalize prostitution, and both of those problems go away.
Well, yes, but I would say, both like the fentanyl and some of the stuff coming out of China, like, you know, there is a huge problem in New Hampshire with that. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind to see, you know, like the worst opioids not coming across. But now that's impossible with this fence here.
Well,
it's easier than ever.
And it is because if they can't get heroin, then they will start turning to things like crocodile. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I mean,
it like turns you into a zombie, or it causes
gangrene. It causes necrosis of
where
the injection points. I mean, it's horrific stuff. And the people who are heroin addicts, they will turn to that and begin making it.
That's a good point.
It's already been found in Texas and probably New Hampshire as well. It just isn't very common. And of course, it's eating Russia alive, almost literally. So I would rather they be on heroin than that. And those are the real options. It's not, okay, well, they might be on heroin or they might be on Lortabs. It's they're going to be on heroin or they're going to find a substitute. And the substitute will kill them.
That's a good point.
Way faster than heroin will. And probably significantly faster than legal heroin would kill them. So President Trump is once more pushing to have his border wall painted black. A design change that is projected to add at least $500 million in costs, according to government contracting estimates obtained by the Washington Post. Who the hell estimated this, man? That's what I want to know. Because I can't imagine how it would cost $500 million to paint this fence black.
Well, if it was someone from the government or a government contractor, probably, you know, if they made the estimate, multiply that by like 0.1, and that's probably the initial cost.
So it raises the question for me of why does he want the fence? Let's stop calling it a fence. The article here repeatedly calls it a wall, but it's not. It's a fence. Why does he want the fence painted black? And you pointed out, well, because it will be hotter. Because
I saw the headline earlier, so that's why I didn't just suddenly think of it. Well, my second thought was that people won't be able to see it at night.
Which is funnier. So Trump has not let go of the idea, insisting that the dark color will enhance its forbidding appearance and leave the steel too hot to touch during summer months, because they can't just take off their shirts and use those to scale it, which they're going to have to do anyway because of the barbed wire at the top of it. They're going to need their shirts up there to not, you know, get embedded with little spikes of steel. So that's what we're looking at in America. Trump, during a meeting, directed aides to seek input from North Dakota-based Fisher Sand and Gravel, a company the president favors, probably because they helped him get elected. Fisher has a $400 million contract to build a section of new barrier in Arizona. $400 million to build, not to build the entire barrier in Arizona, but to build a section of it. Government waste is astounding.
Well, you know, when you're able to put in any number you want into your bank account, like the government can, you can just print money out of thin air. Then, you know, what's the point? Why not buy a $500 toilet seat or a $5,000 hammer?
The Post obtained a copy of painting estimates that federal contracting officials produced, and it shows costs ranging, oh my God, $500 million is lowballing it. It shows costs ranging from $500 million for two coats of acrylic paint to more than $3 billion on the structure's 30-foot steel bollards, the high end of the options the officials have identified. So if they say $500 million, in the end it's going to take them 12 years to do it, and it's going to cost $5 or $6 billion. So if they're estimating $3 billion, it's going to take them 12 years to do it again, and it's going to cost the taxpayer $25, $30 billion to paint this stupid fence.
So I'm just doing so at home. So I'm just looking it up. A half a gallon of acrylic black paint is, at least online, just look it up, you know, buy American. It's not Home Depot, but at least what I have, first thing it pops up, $46. So $3 billion. Divide that by 46. So we're going to need, let's see here, 6,521,391 gallons of black acrylic paint. So 6.5 million gallons of paint.
Well, sort of. I mean, there's labor costs and things like that involved in that.
Oh, that's a good. Yes, that is a good point. Also, especially if we're using like union labor.
Yeah.
Okay. So this ain't gonna get finished. If we're using union labor, it's not gonna get finished until 2022. Yeah. Or tsunami. The 22nd century.
Yeah, 2029 maybe.
No, I was going to say 2100. Probably 2100 we'll finally see it. So, you know, Trump's head in a vat will finally see his wall, or excuse me, the fence completed.
I'm curious now, and now I want to do the math of how much, you know, if these pictures are accurate, and that's across the entire southern border, how much distance is that, and how much surface area is that? How much paint would it take to give that two coats? That's not math we can do just sitting here, but
no.
I imagine you could paint at least 50 of these with a bucket of paint. At least 50 of these. I don't know. They're 30 feet tall, so that is a lot of paint. But 500 million? 3 billion? Why would even the most diehard Trump supporter support a wall that cost $500 million or a fence $500 million just to paint?
Yeah, just to paint. Well, I mean, and I haven't heard, you know, it's funny, like, compared to what we're talking about now and even before the coronavirus in 2020 and what was being talked about in 2015 and 2016, I remember back when it was Mexico would be paying for the wall. Now a lot of people misunderstood that we're meaning that, like, Trump was literally going to force the Mexican government to write, or the Bank of Mexico, or to write out a check for the U.S. government. The argument was that Trump was going to stop most foreign aid, and that the money that the wall would have been built with would have been taken out of a foreign aid. That's for whatever reason, right? No one likes to talk about it, but whatever reason, the U.S. government gives like billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to even countries that are hostile to the U.S. government. So that was the argument, right? That they take out of a foreign aid right now. I don't think Trump has done anything to slash foreign aid, which basically just goes into the pockets of dictators and politicians anyways. I don't think he's done anything to stop that, right? But all he has to do is just go on Twitter and have a picture of a few, you know, steel slits and says the wall is being built, and his more cultish supporters are going to say, there you have it. The wall is being built. We've made America great again.
But it's not a wall. It's a fence.
Yes.
And a quick Google search here reveals that the actual cost to construct a wall along the remaining 1,300 miles of the border could be as high as $20 million per mile.
Oh, yeah. I remember, like, the initial number, they said it'd be in the billions. It was like...
$45 billion is what they're talking right now.
Okay, I remember back in 2016, they said it was going to be around, like, $10 or $20 billion,
I mean, that's the way these government programs go. They say it's going to cost us $500 million to paint the wall, and then once it gets near the end of it, or once they get halfway through it and people are already invested in it, it's too late to stop it, and suddenly, it's actually 10 times more expensive than we thought. The government sucks at building things, and it sucks at paying for it, and it doesn't matter because the taxpayers will always foot the bill. This has been Free Talk Live. If you like the show, head on over to app.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.